It's the California Update from KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. When voters passed Prop 64, legalizing recreational marijuana use for adults, California was still developing regulations for medical marijuana. Well, now the governor has released his proposal for how to bring the two systems into harmony. From Sacramento, Julia Mitrich reports.
Hezekiah Allen heads the California Growers Association. Here's how he describes the task of aligning the rules for medical and recreational marijuana by the January 1st deadline.
So you've got these two trains on separate tracks, and somehow you have to get two moving trains onto the same track.
One place where the two trains diverged was figuring out limits on the size of marijuana cultivation. Under the state's medical marijuana rules, there could be an unlimited number of small and specialty licenses, and the state would cap the number of medium grows.
The governor's proposal does include those limitations in the new merged system. This comes in pretty stark contrast to Proposition 64, which essentially proposed no limit on any license of any size.
Allen says the cap on larger grows came as a relief to existing growers in his circle. He points out California's unregulated marketplace was supplying the nation with cannabis. Going forward, it will be a state marketplace, so marijuana cultivation will actually have to be scaled back. Allen argues capping the number of larger licenses will help smaller cultivators survive that transition. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mitrich.
Governor Jerry Brown has lifted California's drought emergency in all but four counties following the wettest winter in years. But state regulators say the move doesn't end water conservation in the state. Californians still can't hose off sidewalks and driveways or irrigate lawns within 48 hours of rain. Water suppliers still must report their water use. Regulators also released a plan requiring water agencies set new water conservation targets by 2021. Many agencies say the plan goes too far by giving regulators permanent, unchecked control over local water management. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. A hearty thank you to all those who contributed during our recent spring fundraiser. If you didn't get a chance to contribute and would like to, we still appreciate those donations. Visit donate.krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.